Welcome to the Mediocre Golf Association's MGA MedioCast. John, Mike, and Willie are the founders of the MGA and run local golf tournaments in the San Francisco Bay Area by and for mediocre golfers. This podcast is strictly for entertainment purposes only, mostly their own entertainment, but we're glad you're here. Now here are your hosts, John Morley, Mike Bowen, and Willie Deals. Sleeping with our own sister since 2006. This is the MGA. All right, welcome to MGA MedioCast episode 10. It's incredible, guys. We've made it to 10 episodes.
Double digits.
Yep, you know it. No going back now.
Episode Diaz.
Episode, it's the mediocre version, men. Episode men.
Yeah, men.
The menth episode. So, I'm Willie, and I'm here with John and Mike. What's going on, guys?
Yeehaw!
Hola.
Still in a fucking southern state of mind?
Yeah. Bonjour.
After that intro? We got a lot to talk about. We are getting ready to start the fucking season in 1 week.
Yes, sir.
That is incredible.
The Rebel Beach.
Wish I could be there.
Yeah, and John will be working in Monterey, but you know, whatever. Yep.
Sorry, Tommy and John. See you at the Bastards.
Are you going to be working like all night?
Huh?
Are you like coming? Are you done on Sunday? Is that like your last day of work, or are you going to be up there like Monday?
I'm there for like 10 days.
Can't even come for the banquet.
I was going to hope maybe you can make the banquet.
Yeah, I wish.
So the banquet has not been officially determined where that's going to be, but I got my girlfriend working on that diligently.
There's Rebel Beach Am-Am. Maybe we can go to the beach chalet.
Well,
kind of far away from where.
How about a nice romantic picnic on the beach and we all just hold each other after we play a round of golf?
God, I'm sad.
That'd be super fun. Yeah, I can't wait to see Max in his bathing suit.
I call Nils. I'm holding Nils. Oh, wait, he's not going to be there either.
Yeah.
Christ, what
so
the
who's
fuck is
all,
going on?
I'm holding
Rush.
Who's all going to be there?
Rush will be there.
Rush will be there. Max will be there. Mike and Kent will be there. I'll be there. You'll be there, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Alex will be there. Apparently Jake and a buddy of his.
Maybe Jake. Maybe
not. Okay.
Maybe this guy.
And possibly a couple other people. There's still a guy from work who said he might want to go. And then Brian Bailey, the owner of the MGA, biggest differential record. He might come. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Cool. Nice.
Yeah, the guy who scored 15 and 2
in the
same
round. And then hit two birdies in the last three holes.
Yes.
I was there to witness. He was in my group.
Yeah. So that would be cool if he shows up. I hope he does. But either way, no matter what happens, we're going to have fucking fun out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to fucking get everybody together and play some golf again.
I know.
Seriously.
It's been so long.
Yeah. This is a team event. It's going to be very interesting. We're just going to pair people up. And it's going to be total strokes. So not like a best ball, not like a scramble. Just add up the strokes. See who wins.
End of the round.
Yeah. Two people will win, and we'll, I guess we'll divide up the winner's purse, huh?
Yeah, we should just divide it up. Split up that purse.
Yeah, okay. So there's a total purse of $6.00 out there.
Wow, that means $3 to each of the winners.
No. That's a total purse.
Total purse.
Each of the winners are going to split the 18% winners.
18% of
share.
$6 would be...
I don't know. I have it written down somewhere. It's around like $2.
Yeah.
Close to $2.
Yeah, something like that.
So they're each going to get... like a dollar, and
and they'll be the leading money winners on tour.
Yeah, awesome. And then they're gonna get that coveted leading money winner in the MGA in MGA history, by the way. So, because it'll be the first ones.
Yeah, because we've never really had like a standing money points kind of thing.
No, but you know what? Thank God we finally do. I mean,
I
seriously, what the fuck were we thinking? Playoffs?
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't believe we were trying to do a whole playoffs thing.
Obviously, it was a bad idea, and PGA needs to take
PGA,
PGA, if you're listening.
They should take full responsibility for the mistake.
The mistakes they've made?
Yeah.
Did they think that it was going to create more interest when, like, Tiger just crushes everybody?
Yeah.
And it was it wasn't even by, like, a easy crushing. It was, like... ridiculous, twice as much money as everybody else.
Let's have Tiger get another opportunity to crush the field, and that ought to stir up interest in the PGA.
Yeah.
No, not likely.
Yeah.
So, did anybody play golf?
I did.
Yeah, tell us about
John.
Poplar.
John played golf.
Poplar Creek.
Ah, that was going to be the home of the Rebel Beach AM.
It was.
Until that lady was a fucking bitch to me.
I got to tell you.
What happened?
I'll tell you later.
I called.
Where is it going to be now?
Alameda.
Yes! They got a driving range there. I can actually let
John tell about it. So.
But, well, when I called Alameda, the dude was a dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
It depends on who you get, like, man. I got to say.
They so really fucking blows. Why aren't they? MJ's getting no love around here.
No love.
All right.
No
Maybe love we should have told them who we were when we go. Yeah,
that could have been.
I just acted like a regular dude.
This is the MGA.
Yeah.
They always want some sort of tournament fee. Mm.
So the day started off all right today on Poplar. I was meeven through four, and then three putted my way to a mogey on number five. Got to one mover.
Oh, poor John. So, one mover after five?
Right. One
mover. Awful.
It was. I felt really bad, but then, fortunately, through the next four holes, I went 6-munder.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Got it back to 5-munder through nine. I went...
interesting.
Murdy Meagle, Murdy Meagle.
Murdy Meagle, Murdy Meagle.
Huh? Actually, I lipped out the Malbatraz on number nine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Couple Meagles.
So,
five, you right here.
5-munder through nine. And then the back was just pretty,
whatever.
Pretty much all Mars.
Blah. Just kind of blah.
Yeah. All Mars, two Mogies, and one Murdy. So,
all right.
So ended up 4-munder, 84.
84. Mm-hmm. That is a respectable score in my book.
Yep.
This is I'm the guy who hasn't broke 90 in since Mexico. So,
yeah, I'm looking at the fairway file handicaps here and notice that you are...
I'm down at the bottom now, dude.
You're behind the caboose.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm going to get paired up with somebody awesome.
And if true.
And if I have a good round, this is going to be sweet. I might take this baby home.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I hope
so.
I...
is this all... this is all part of your master plan.
I've been planning this win for...
trying to make your handicap extra shitty.
99s, 100s. It was all fucking, you know, up here, baby. Up here. I got the ideas.
Well done.
So did you play with anybody out there? Or was it just you?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, these guys were so annoying. I don't have my little cheat sheet of all the annoying things they were doing, but
would you call them, were they douchebags or mooshbags?
Douchebags.
Douchebags, full on douche.
What were they doing? Like, examples.
There was one old guy that just talked the entire time. And
that could get a little annoying.
Kind of like Mike when he gets older.
Exactly.
His name was Mike.
Nuh-uh.
That's funny.
And he talked the entire time, and I'd hit a shot that just wasn't good, and be like, "Oh, beautiful shot!"
Oh man,
no, you asshole! It wasn't a beautiful shot. It was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I know a lady that does that.
Oh, it's so annoying, dude.
He wants to be. He wants to be encouraging.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know,
it's so annoying.
I need silence right now.
Played with somebody before, you can't say stuff like that.
Exactly.
You know how good a game they have.
Right.
You know.
Right. Like, I sliced this thing into the other fairway, and he called it a good shot. He's like, "You got some distance on that one." Like,
he's like, "Hey, that's actually a good spot over there." You know, okay.
Into
through
the
trees. Wow, awesome. I love that.
So that was one thing. And then there was another guy who just, you know, he'd hit it out of bounds and just walk up and drop a ball up by there. And
nice.
Didn't really follow any of the rules. And then
they weren't really golfers.
And then there
weekend
was
golfers.
There was a third guy. And actually, all of them would do this. The shots, the putts they were giving themselves.
Oh, yeah.
It's like your scores mean nothing.
Yeah.
They mean absolutely nothing. It's like if you were playing basketball and you shot it and it spun around the rim a couple times and went out, you're like, "I'm just going to count that."
Yeah, just like, "Yeah, that's good. That's 2 points, right?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll count that.
You get up like 6 feet short and then it's like, "Yeah, it's good."
That's why.
Moving on.
Anytime someone tells me they're handicapped, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah,
I'll add about three to that.
That's the thing. I mean, my handicap may be terrible, but I know that this is my true handicap.
Right. You're 20.3.
Yeah.
That's people that tell you they're 14 or probably maybe 20.3.
Yeah,
exactly.
Probably not.
You know, it hurts to look at my handicap and see that deuce zero, but you know, whatever, man. It's real. I keep a real fucking score.
It says I'm a 17.1, but I haven't played in 106 days.
So. Oh, really? Jesus Christ.
Except for Golden Gate Park.
Yeah. Except for Golden Gate Park every day.
So it's probably still close to that, I'm sure, man.
Yeah.
It's probably more like a 19.
Sounds like a fun round, though.
Yeah, it was a fun round.
So you just basically like were the dominating golfer out there. Everybody just kind of sucked around. It's fun to be the best golfer in the group, though. I've done it like maybe once.
It's not fun to be too far ahead because then you're just standing around waiting the whole time.
I remember it's rare for me to get out there and be the best golfer in a foursome, though. And when it has happened, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, this one of the guys.
I relish those days because they don't come along very often.
one of the guys was decent. The only thing he was doing was picking up. Like he'd miss a 4-foot putt, blow it 3 feet by, and then pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a gimmick.
Oh, yeah. You just totally missed a 4-foot.
I love when they ask you about it, and it's a long one.
Yeah.
Like, is that good?
I'm like, no. They're like, is that good?
Is that good? Do you really want my opinion?
Yeah, not really.
All right, so. Anyway,
this guy, he owns a restaurant on Haight Street.
Oh, really? Which one?
Blue Front.
The Blue Front.
It's in between Masonic and Ashbury, he says.
Oh, yeah?
For 16 years.
Really?
Never had it.
Did he tell you to come by and like he would give you anything, or did
no,
he just tell you about how he owns a restaurant?
Yeah,
it's like, hey, I own a restaurant.
Yeah, hey,
what do you think of that?
Yeah, come buy food from me.
Basically,
no discount. Nice.
Sal,
what a fucking show off!
I don't like to take 3-footers.
All right, so I was I didn't play because I was in Tucson the whole weekend, and I actually. If I had done this right, I could have planned to play out there.
Yeah, you could have played in Tucson.
Dude, that place, okay. By my calculations, there's got to be at least one gigantic superstore of golf per, like, 10 yards in that fucking place. Everywhere you look, it was like a Golfsmith superstore.
Arizona is like golf mecca for anybody that wants to play a lot of golf. Move to Arizona. It's always nice there.
Well, I guess if you consider like 90 degrees dry heat nice, but
some people enjoy that kind of weather.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to rain on you, that's for sure.
And it's always going to be, you can always golf.
Yeah, so and apparently there's a lot of courses.
You can hit the ball a lot further down there because the air is real dry. Up here in San Francisco, we got to settle with those,
with the wind and the cold and the fog and the rain and the gaze.
That's the excuse I'm giving. Yeah, all the gaze.
It's hard to hit my ball far through all these gaze.
There were signs of gay today.
Signs of gay. So I don't know a lot about the courses out there, if they're expensive or not, but MGA road trip, maybe?
I know. It would be awesome.
One of these days, huh?
Seriously.
So anyway.
Have like a 2-rounder.
Yeah,
that would be
cool. Just like a long weekend,
Yeah,
I mean?
Perfect.
I think it would be cool. I think it would be very cool. So let's go ahead and check out some golf moves. Okay, golf moves. What happened? What the hell happened out there, guys?
He lost.
Who lost?
Tiger.
Whoa. Oh, man. We did the best Tigers just there. Tiger goes down. Ogilvy won the WGC CA Championship. What would you call it, the CA Championship, when you already got to say WGC in the WGC CA Championship? Got any more letters for me?
Seriously. It's the MGA.
Yeah, we should have the MGA IGS CFL.
I think we should.
All right, we got to come up with a bunch of crap that stands for.
Straight up, like, cool acronyms, man. That's all I got to say. I'm all about the acronyms.
Yeah. Oh, we know. We know your love for acronyms.
There's another one coming up later.
It's deep. It's deep love.
Yeah.
So, does anybody watch this at all?
I watched some of this.
Yeah, I missed it all because I was too busy watching my buddy get married. But
boring,
and like missing all of the NCAA basketball, but like kind of watching the highlights.
Yeah,
because everybody's fucking talking about it, even though I have no idea what any of these teams do or if they're good.
The teams that I was I always want Purdue to do good, but they lost to Xavier. So
yeah. Ohio State's not really a basketball school, huh?
They were in the national championship last year.
Oh.
So it
tells you how much I know about the college basketball
team. They got their ass kicked. But yeah, I don't give a shit either.
No, they're one of the top schools ever, of all time. Ever.
I don't give a shit about it either. They had some big dude that was really good.
Yeah.
Went to the NFL
guy.
Or something.
He's a pro hockey player now. Something like that.
Good at basketball.
I think he plays golf.
I hope he plays golf.
But anyway, I did watch some of that tournament, and they had a lot of rain delays.
Yeah.
So they ended on Monday.
Tiger was just... No. They ended on Sunday.
No. They did end on Monday. They ended.
Oh, yeah. That's
last
right.
Night
that's
I was
right.
watching
they ran
highlights.
Ran out of lights.
Yeah, they were like, it's we
but
didn't
basically,
get it
at the end of Sunday, Tiger was out of it when I stopped watching. So I'm like, tournament doesn't matter. Tournament doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Blow, Mr. Average American, and so I'm going to turn this off.
If Tiger ain't winning, I ain't watching.
Yeah.
Well, it went to an Aussie. We all know how we love them Aussies, right, John?
I hear they're assholes.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Everybody except Jared.
Jared.
I thought we were talking about Heath Ledger.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, yeah.
We
I like that guy, too.
To
yeah. Yeah. Great golfer. That guy was the best golfer.
Yeah, the best.
But but Tiger, he
missed
just
a lot of putts, right?
Yeah.
That was his deal.
I mean, he putted like a human for once, and... That's not good enough.
Yeah, I actually saw him limp a couple out.
Wow. I saw him just totally miss one by like 5 feet.
Yeah, he was putting inhumanly good there for a few.
The other one, yeah.
Even in this tournament, there was one I saw him do was like this huge looper, drained it.
Yeah. Well, he does have his moments.
Just drained it.
He's still gonna have his moments. I mean, he's fucking Tiger. So,
yeah.
But. I don't know. I mean, is it cool? Are you happy that he lost? Are you happy someone else is winning? Did you want to see him break this fucking big streak that he's whatever on?
Well, I think at this point, it's just like everybody's expecting Tiger to win.
Yeah, pretty much every time he plays.
And then when somebody like Jeff Ogilvie steps up, he's a good, very good player, and he's proven in the past. He's won Masters, right?
U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
That's what it was. Thanks.
So... You know, I mean, he's a great golfer, obviously. So, I mean, another good golfer finally wins. But next time, it's probably going to be Tiger.
Yeah. Does anybody want to bet me even money, Tiger versus the field, on every tournament?
Never.
No?
You'll never get that bet.
No one will take that bet with me, huh?
I don't think even
like
money's
$5
a good bet.
Every tournament the Tiger enters. If Tiger wins, I get $5. If anybody else wins, I give them $5.
Yeah.
John, you want to take this
bet? Sure, I'll take that bet.
Yeah? Yeah. All right, let's do it. It's a bet. I got Tiger. You got the field.
All right,
it sounds retarded, but I think we're probably going to come out like almost even. Really?
Well, exactly. That's so weird.
I wouldn't take it on WGC tournament though, because I heard him mention some stat after Ogilvy won. Became
oh yeah, Tiger's won like more than half of the ones he's entered
since 99. There's only two people that have won more than one WGC. And now it's Ogilvy and one other guy, and Tiger's won 50.
Yeah, nice.
So, all right, are you serious?
For the rest of 2008, every time Tiger's in the tournament, if he wins...
Oh, we're doing this every tournament?
Well, yeah, I mean... Well, you want only PGA and majors, or what?
Like, I thought we were just going to do the next tournament.
Oh, no, I want
to
do it like...
He wants to
do
succeeding tournaments.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to do that, because Tiger only plays like six tournaments.
No, only the ones he's in.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
That would have to be.
You're like, he didn't play. Give me $5.
Yep. Mike, I won.
I had the field.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah,
all
$5. Yeah. Every time there's a tournament Tiger's in, I take Tiger, you take the field.
I think that's a great bet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I kind of am interested to have like a monetary something.
I'm taking Rory Sabatini.
Right.
You got
the field.
I got the field. You got Rory Sabatini.
Speaking of jackasses,
like Rory Sabatini balls,
right? Who's
can
who's
I go
the
for
guy?
Like
Poulter
Singh being second?
Oh, Poulter, yeah,
Poulter. He
Poulter
tapped his putter on the cart path.
What?
And a little weight fell off the back of it, and rules guy said you can't use that anymore. So
he
played the last five holes putting with his wedge.
No way.
And he made a 20-foot par putt with it.
Really?
Jeez,
nice.
And a tap and birdie putt.
That's cool.
Why wouldn't he use like a like his 5 wood or 3 wood or something that like kind of keeps it low on the ground?
I don't know.
I wouldn't use the wedge. I would use my 3 wood.
I mean, I think they just tap it with the
with the edge. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, still, I would feel around,
they do that all the time.
I would feel more control with my 3 wood. I think.
I'd use a 4 iron or a 3 iron.
Or a 3 iron. Yeah.
I have a 4 iron in my set, so I use a 4 iron.
Well, you got to remember, Poulter's better than Tiger Woods. So
that's true. Well, if he plays to his potential,
he can do whatever he wants.
But you know, okay. I've always wanted to see one of these rounds. Have you ever hear about, I can't remember who it was, but there's some guy who like broke a club and his dad was like his coach or whatever. And he was like, you can't get angry and you can't show emotion when you're playing. So you have to play the next round with only your putter. And he played like a PGA round with only his putter. And he shot like a 78 or something like that.
What?
Yeah. This happened like 3 years ago. And like I've always wanted to see one of these things where like you hear about guys like, I want to go out with just a 5 iron and play like a whole round.
Yeah.
Like I would love to see somebody do that.
I
wish I could have watched this. Did they show it on TV when he was putting with the wedge? No, you don't know.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, they probably did.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did.
Because like I feel like that stuff happens, but I never get to see it. I want to see that shit in action. But yeah, anyway. All right. Research that. Look up guy plays round with putter.
Yeah.
Guy does it with putter. You're going to find some weird sites if you look that up. So we're done with our golf moves.
No more moves.
I had one more piece of news. This is not golf related at all. I just wanted to share this with the listening audience because I said that I was going to keep you guys updated on the latest in douchebag news. And this is probably one of the best douche moves I've ever seen with my own eyes. I had a nice little moment with a serious douchebag the other day when I was at work. For those of you who don't know, I work at a litigation firm, and I spend a lot of my days walking around pushing a little cart full of documents, and so I get to like people watch quite a bit. Okay, so I'm coming down the street, and a guy in a car that was obviously his mom's car. I mean, it was like, it was like a station wagon, like pretty brand new station wagon. I think there was like a baby seat in the back or whatever. And like, okay, so he pulls up to a red light, and he's a white guy with dreads and a Jamaican hat, like one of the big hats.
That's like my roommate down in L.A.
Well, yeah, but Tom. He's like,
But he wasn't a douchebag. So.
But yeah, that guy was actually all right. But it was the Jamaican hat with like all the different colors.
Yeah,
you know, and like, okay, so then he pulls up to the red light. And he stops, and then he just snaps a picture of himself real quick with the camera.
What?
Yeah. As soon as he stopped,
did you just like a camera just burst into laughter.
Well, no, I was speechless. I mean, like he pulled up and he stopped. First,
that was
the
most douchey thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, first I was like, oh, white guy with dreads and a Jamaican hat. Awesome, dude. Yeah, that's really cool. And then it just out of nowhere, camera, ka-ching. He did like a little gang sign thing with one hand.
Oh, yeah.
And, man.
Oh, man, that is funny.
And I was just like, I should just see him in his head just like, MySpace.
Yeah.
Totally. Or Facebook, because I'm hella modern and I'm in the new shit.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd share that with you guys. That was an awesome douche-tastic moment.
That is cool.
Can I add something into the moves?
Yeah, sure, man.
I just found out. There's going to be an A-Team movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is Mr. T going to be in it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know he's making an appearance.
Let's see.
At some point.
I'm sure he's going to be.
Yeah. He'll either be like the new leader or that's what he should be. He should be the new leader.
No, fuck that. He'll play the same role.
Yeah,
man.
Totally.
He's the same age he was 20 years ago.
Listen to this, though. It says, given the source material, Singleton is promised an action movie, serious action movie, wall-to-wall, kicking ass,
action.
Talking shit.
There's going to be some action. This is an action movie. A stands for action.
Oh, it says the film is presently sans actors.
Oh, really? They got nobody signed up?
Yeah, they're just planning on it, filming it.
Wow.
So.
Sounds good.
Well, I'm really fucking excited for that.
I'm totally excited. You got to play that song now.
Oh, maybe that'll be the outro song. Who knows? Who knows? But one thing I do know is that it's time for some tips from the Medios. A new tip each week to make sure your game never gets above average. This week, the Medios will be discussing The Sand Shack.
Sand.
Thanks, Mike.
Sand.
Sand. Do it again.
Sand.
Nice. All right, so Mike, I would love to hear yours actually first because I know
I've got an
acronym. You got an acronym for us.
I do. I have it written down right here, and the acronym is SAAND. I'm emphasizing the A because the A one is actually probably the most important. First, set bag down. Anticipate flying sand and place beer appropriately. Nuzzle your feet into the sand. Do what you always do and swing really weak the first time and it goes back in the bunker. And then swing really hard the second time. It goes over.
It's so easy to remember because of the acronym. I mean,
I've got this acronym.
I could repeat that right back word for word.
Yeah. All right. I'm all over that.
S was...
Set bag down.
Set bag down. Right. It just sticks. That's the nice thing about the acronym.
It's a mnemonic device, I need those.
I'll make it more personal. Set your bag down.
Okay. Nice.
Anticipate
so I don't set someone else's bag
and
down.
And place beer appropriately. Appropriately.
Hmm.
Okay.
And then you nuzzle your feet into the sand.
Okay.
And then you do what you always do and...
I do actually always do that, by the way. So I'm glad that you really adapted this tip for the mediocre golfer.
Yeah.
So my sand shot tip for the week.
Was that really a tip?
Your tip? Yeah. No, I mean you got to go through the list, well, and then if you do all these things right,
the placing beer thing was the best tip.
Okay.
So, you know, or drink, not necessarily beer. I mean, if you had, like, a water that was open or a can of soda.
Can I do my tip now?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
you wouldn't want to put sand in. So
I hate sand in my beer. That's true. If there's one thing I hate, it's fucking sand in my beer.
Sandy beer.
All right, so my tip, and, you know, normally I like to name it something clever and awesome. And I've done that again. This is called the quicksand shot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The quicksand shot. Yeah.
As in
you know. I'm sinking in quicksand.
Ooh.
Or also my score is sinking badly into the depths of total mediocrity. The quicksand shot involves speeding everything up. Once you get into the sand, now if you're trying to get out of the sand.
Yeah.
Sand is going to slow you down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's why
you got to speed things up. Yeah. You got to speed it up. So you want to speed up your backswing. And you want to speed up your forward swing. So it's a real jerky motion, you know what I mean?
Right.
You really don't want to, and you don't take a lot of time setting up either.
You just go in and you hit it.
The longer you spend in there, the more chance you have of like grounding your club or thinking about the shot, which you never want to do. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do, this is what I suggest, get a running start into the sand. Like first kind of gauge where it is, the ball. Just get a sense. Get a sense of where the ball is in the sand. Now, get back, run, herky-jerky shot, and, you know, you might have to do it a couple times. But
yeah, that's true.
Quicksand.
It's probably...
Quicksand. You don't want to spend a lot of time in there.
I think you will have to do that a few times.
You might have to, but hey.
And then you'll be cleaning sand out of your pockets all night.
Just remember to... Put your beer somewhere so you don't get sand in it, and you'll be fine.
Exactly.
John, you got a tip for us?
Yeah. Just something I observed today from one of the players I was playing with. He actually did this on his putting, too. But it looked like it was working so well for him because...
Oh, the gimme sand shot?
Well...
Yeah, can I get this?
Is this one good?
Dude, it's going over another bunker.
So when into the sand, you just pick your ball up and say, is this good? And throw it
I probably would have sunk that.
Yeah. But no.
Tiger's the only one that can say that.
Really?
I probably would have sunk that.
He was at least trying this, and he was using... real neat technique where the wrists were basically locked on the way back, and he'd start his swing and his arms would stop as soon as they're lined up with his body, and then it would just flick the wrists through. And it was a very consistent and repeatable swing, so I suggest everyone try that.
You can do that over and over again.
Just flick it.
Okay.
Like
a nice swing, little wrist flick.
Swing real hard until
really,
your hands
really
reach your body and then flick
change.
It.
Right. No dynamic change there in the swing at all.
Just a wrist flick.
Not, I mean, extreme. That's one of the most fluid swings you've probably ever seen, you know?
You know, the wrist flick is good for other things as well, I've learned.
Ah, yeah. Nice.
Do a little flick of the wrist, and you never know. Magic can happen.
A flick.
Magic happens. All right, well, these tips
usually
are all
awesome.
Usually
you can get into the rough.
Usually our tips are terrible, but this week these tips are actually okay. I'm glad that our media is out there. I think they're going to be ready for the Rebel Beach Am-Am because a lot of people are going to be spending time in the beach, I have a feeling. And
Rebel Beach Am-Am at Alameda.
Yeah.
Are we playing Jack
Alameda.
Clark?
No, Earl Fry.
Earl Fry, other course.
Yep.
Hell
Jack
yeah.
Clark, we can't play Jack Clark because that's a fucking...
The Bradish.
Yeah, that's a Link style course.
Yeah.
That's 100% authentic Link style course.
Yeah, almost. Except for there's water.
Giant waste area.
And I actually saw somebody take a 15 on a hole there.
Yes.
In the
yes.
water.
Yes.
Which was really funny because...
I know the man you're speaking of. Brian Bailey.
Brian Bailey.
He's legendary.
Yep. We've already talked about him one time in the podcast.
A legend.
Today.
A legend in his own mind.
He actually hit around the water.
Yeah, that's right. He hit it in the water a few times, and he was like, you know what, I'm going to hit
around.
That way.
Yeah, he went around it. It was really funny.
Took like six shots
and
to go around the lake.
And he barely made it. Like, it hit the tree that was like overhanging the water.
See,
and
now that's mediocre golf at its finest,
it
ladies
great.
And gentlemen.
He must have hit like six of them in, I don't know, five of them in there maybe, because it's a stroke every time. And then, I don't know how many strokes it took him to get there, actually.
That is sweet.
But we, you know, we kept him going.
Yeah.
Gave him some words of encouragement.
I'm sure he appreciated that.
I think luckily Stephen Andrews got in the water too.
Yeah, Stephen Andrews. Saved the day by being way worse. All right, so let's take a quick break and get a word from our sponsor.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole.
Suck my white ass balls.
I hear you stink at golf. Well, keep your head up. That is, unless, of course, you're golfing. Then you should keep your head down, your back straight. Watch this. Drive right through the ball. 320 yards. Did you guys see that shot? Right on the green. Birdie putt.
The Action Man team on patrol looking for the intruder, strongman from another world. Action Man spots him with his eagle eyes. Too late. The intruder's got Tom Stone in a vicious bear hug. Atomic Man lets him have it with an atomic right. The intruder is stunned, but not for long, and the chase is on. Action Man checks out underwater in the Sea Wolf, the action team submarine that actually dives and surfaces. No luck. He takes to the skies with his turbocopter and spots the intruder's hideout from above. This is a job for Bullet Man, the human bullet. That'll flush him out. And here comes Action Man in the capture copter. Mission accomplished.
Action Man.
Okay, here we are. What would Mike Boland do, with special guest Sarah Chips on the phone? What's up, baby?
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, Mike. Hi, John.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, baby.
So what's Kitty doing?
He was lying on me.
Okay.
And now he's walking into the kitchen to get a little snack.
All right, cool.
Dude, I love
so, Katie. Baby, you're going to play WWMBD with us, but first we need Mike to leave.
I got
to
leave?
You got. You come on, Mike.
Get out.
Why can't we ever
you
do
gotta
one where
go.
I get to stay here?
We should just do one where we put like a Gagne ball in his mouth and like blindfold him and headset. You get to stay, Mike, but unfortunately.
I would have just said earplugs, but.
Oh, really?
To talk.
I always envisioned the fuck me ball in his mouth first. I don't know why. Is that weird of me?
Is that weird?
Is that weird, baby? Do you mind that?
What color
is
the ball?
That's weird.
Baby, is that weird? Do we lose, baby?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
She tuned out.
If I ask you a question, you got to respond.
I got distracted by South Park.
Oh, come on.
Oh, she's watching TV.
Kyle's grandfather is trying to commit suicide by sticking a fork into a live socket.
Well, that sounds hilarious.
Actually,
I love when old people stick forks into their eye sockets. South Park is really...
Into a live socket.
Well, if she's watching South Park, I'm going to check my Facebook.
Like an electrical socket. Oh.
I'm going to watch a little gay porn, then. We're all just going to do what we do recreationally.
Well, fine.
All right.
I'm going to go do what would Mike Bolan do by myself.
Go in the other room. Go in the other room.
I am going to go do what Mike Bolan would do.
Oh, are you? Or are you going to stand here and tell me about it? All right.
I'll just stand here and tell you about it.
Daddy's looking for littleboys.com. Oh, it's a good one this week. Oh, nothing. Huh? What?
Wait, what?
All right, baby. I got a good one this week. It's so long. Actually, this is what happened. I wrote this one a long time ago, and I was like, I'll never use this. But then I ran out of other ones, and I'm so lazy, I didn't write any new ones. So...
Go for it. I want to hear this.
So, here it is. You're Mike Bolan. Do you go left or do you go right?
Whoa.
I just blew your minds, didn't I? Left or right, baby?
Left or right?
Left or right? Which way does Mike go?
Mike should go right.
Mike goes right.
I'm glad you said that because he's going left.
Mike. Oh, Why do you think he's going right, baby?
Well, for one thing, he would never go anywhere but the right way because...
Oh,
because
he's like, he likes justice?
Mike does the right thing all the time.
Hmm.
What Mike is doing is the right thing.
Yes, I buy that.
And another reason is because he has that problem with his left eye.
What? He has that left eye problem? Is that what you said?
You know how Mike's left eye is kind of fucked up?
No.
Nope.
Well, hey.
Maybe your right eye is fucked up.
Maybe that's
seeing,
the problem.
Yeah. You know, Sarah has to start wearing glasses.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be your friend anymore.
I know.
Urkel.
It's a 4S. It's going on 4S.
My friend's going to... break up with me, I'm
going
to have to find a four-eyed boyfriend.
I'm not going to break up with you. I'm just going to make fun of you, baby.
Yeah.
No!
What? Come on.
No, that's better.
All right. So now, John, you said left?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Left.
Why? Why would he go left?
Because his eye pulls him that way.
Because his fucked up left eye is weighting him down.
I guess.
I'm going to say he goes right, too, baby. I'm going with you. Because Mike believes in justice. Justice in the American way. And the American way is the right way. We go right around here in America.
That's true.
Yeah. This is fucking America. And I'm proud to be an American.
You, baby.
Oh, God, I inspire people. All right, let's get Mike.
Love you, baby.
Let's get Mike in here and see what he would say. Hold on.
Do you love me?
He's getting.
I love you too, baby.
Oh, good.
I'm relieved he loves you, Sarah. I was worried for a sec.
You thought our relationship was a lie.
Yeah, I was very worried, but I feel better now.
So, baby, I got a new mic. I got a new microphone. It's fucking awesome. Did I tell you about it?
All right.
You got a new mic. You got rid of Mike Bolan. I got a new microphone.
Microphone. Yeah. Micro. It's micro. It's precision. Okay, Mike. Guess what? We got one for you.
You got me a question?
We got you a question. This is a hard one.
All right.
There's a lot of different possibilities. You could say...
let's do it.
One of a few things here. So, Mike, do you go left or do you go right?
Left or right?
Left or right?
Is the question.
Left. Left or right?
Left.
Left?
No question.
What?
Left.
Why do you go left?
Gotta say left. I gotta say left because
There's danger lurking to the left, Mike.
I'm left-handed.
Oh, you're left-handed?
Uh-huh.
Oh, John had inside information.
And I think I ride LSD most of the time.
LSD?
That's actually what I knew.
Left side dick.
What? I gotta, a special name.
I gotta say my sister made
this
up that.
This game is rigged.
This game is totally rigged. You're right. Baby, you are right.
I gotta say that the LSD thing is from Melissa Ball.
Oh, really?
She told me that. But I do ride LSD.
Okay.
Man. And I'm left-handed, so.
I thought you were
going
to say right because right is the way of justice in the American way. But, all right.
You know,
I guess you're a terrorist.
You are right about that.
I guess you're a Nazi terrorist. I didn't know.
Wow.
But I don't know. Hanging a Louie just sounds a lot better.
Hanging a Louie?
Yeah.
All right. I guess.
I'm calling CIA, and I'm calling on Mike for being a Nazi.
Yeah, I'm calling the NSA. National Security Agency.
Mike Dillon says he goes Louie.
He hangs Louies.
Exactly.
He hangs
a guy named Louie. That's murder.
So, what's the story?
Baby, what?
Why can't I read Mike's mind just once?
Are you 0-2 now?
The head of Mike Dillon. I just want to climb inside his ear and walk around.
Well, only you got to go. There's only left turns in there, baby.
Yeah,
that's the thing about Mike's brain. You got to remember,
ambi turning to the left.
Yeah, he's the anti Zoolander. He only turns left. And if you got into his brain, you'd be like, oh my god, walking in circles. This is what's going on in Mike's brain all the time.
And doesn't his left eye being a little bit fucked up like interfere with him?
Yeah, Sarah decided that your left eye was fucked up for no apparent reason that I can come up with.
Once in a while, like my eyes do get kind of little, and it's never really a left or right thing, but it's you might have seen me
just an eye thing.
I have allergies, so once in a while one of my eyes will get a little puffy or something.
Oh, like a wolf.
Like a wolf.
It might also look that way because my nose is fucked up too.
Really?
Because I've had it broken a couple times.
So, baby, you're 0-2, and now John. I think John, you're beating me now, right? I
think so.
Is it 4-3? We'll have to tally up the votes.
Yeah, it was tied up last time. I think. I don't know. We're gonna have to go back through.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go back and listen to all the episodes. Oh no! This is all I do all day. By the way,
Sarah, why don't you do that for us?
Baby, I need you to go through the records because I know you don't have anything to do right now. What?
Well, I don't have anything to do right at the moment.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna let you get back to South Park.
Yeah, we're gonna let you get back to some guy killing himself.
Yeah, I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call you later for some phone sex. Okay.
You rock.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Right. Bye, John. Bye, Mike.
All right, hang up on her. Come on. Mike.
All right,
I'll
hang up.
All right.
She hung up.
Oh, okay.
What a bitch.
Fuck, can't believe she fucking hung up on us.
I can't believe.
Call her back. So God, hang
call
up
her back. Call her back. Oh, all right, guys.
Yeah.
It is that time. Nobody knows why we all laugh every time this happens. It is that time. It's time for my guy.
Who's the best? Jared Lyle,
Simon Robinson,
Benoit Biaser,
my guy.
All right, it is time for my guy. Golf is a hard sport to break into. We each picked a guy trying to do just that. John's guy is Jared Lyle, Mike's guy is Simon Robinson, and my guy is Benoit Biaser. Who will make the PGA Tour first? Who cares? We do. All right, anything going on with your guys?
Can I get my guy over real quick?
You want to talk about your guy?
Yeah, he didn't play.
Oh.
Since March 9th.
All right. So, that's enough of that.
Done. Good job, Cy Rob. Taking a break.
Yeah. Way to go, Cy Rob.
I think he's working on his game, I think.
I hope so.
He was going down to two.
Yeah.
There have been signs of gay. Long time.
My guy hasn't played either just because Nationwide hasn't really played, but they're playing this weekend.
Why do they take a fucking break? Like,
I don't know.
Because they just stop playing for a while?
Jared wants to stay at the top of the money list.
Yeah. It seems
longest
I think,
money list holder.
I know, just because they stop playing as soon as he gets it. They're like, all right, that's it. All
right, Jared's got it. Yep. Cinderella story.
What everybody wanted has happened. Jared's at the top.
Let's just stop the season now.
So no news, huh? No news on the front.
We still love Jared.
Still cancer-free.
All right, cancer in total remission. Right.
Yep.
That's how you should get news on that.
Cancer update.
Okay, so my guy played. He just played a tournament from the 19th to the 21st.
How'd he do?
It was the Trilogy Golf Club at Power Ranch. Mm. Power Ranch. I like that.
Yeah.
That is kind of cool.
We got to go play there. So this was the Desert Spring Tournament number one. So they're restarting in the Gateway Tour. Like, they have a bunch of little mini seasons, basically. And he shot 73-73 to miss the cut.
He shot one over.
Well, I don't know. It might have been a par 71 or something like that. Who knows?
Two over.
Probably an easy course.
Probably really easy, and he probably just really sucked that
good
day.
Bad job, Benoit.
Benoit. Come on, Benoit.
Maybe he was, had like a modeling shoot that kept him lured late the night before.
He does have that million-dollar smile.
He had to keep sneaking off in between holes to get his carrot wet, and then he was like, it's hard to concentrate, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Poor guy. I know. It's a crying shame. Yeah. It's a crying shame, Benoit, that you can't seem to pull it together. He basically, murdied every hole, and then he just...
So you're telling me he's got to get castrated to play better?
I think, I think Jared, we're going to... Jared.
Not Jared.
I think we're going to have to cut Jared's balls off.
So
Benoit can do better. Because Benoit's constantly distracted by Jared's balls.
Jared, if he just had him on a necklace around his head,
balls.
Around his neck, it'd be all good.
Yeah.
You just haven't sent him enough blood.
Yeah, I know. I've been draining it, too. I'm very, very low on blood these days.
Willie's looking a little peaked lately. His skin is
kinda
very,
pale.
Very white.
Kind of pale. I can't really.
Benoit. It's all for you.
My sense of balance is off, I need you to pick up the pace, Benoit. Get out there and do something. Fuck. Yeah,
there's only so much Willie Dill's blood.
Benoit may have had the peak of his career when he was on The Big Break, so he may, that may have been it for him.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we need to get our golf channel working because there's a new one with women starting.
Oh, really?
Pretty soon here.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm all over it. We got to get the $99 phone internet
digital.
Whatever cable.
Yeah, the whole different the package.
Internet. Yeah, whatever it is. Because Comcast is such a stand-up company, I want to give all my money to them.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, our guys are languishing on the sidelines. Apparently, not doing too much. Pick up the pace, boys. Yeah. Pick up the pace. Other guys are out there. There's other guys.
Those other guys are doing.
Those other guys are out there
that aren't our guys.
Yeah. Are you guys gonna go for the mid-season trade with my guys?
trade our guys for someone else, give up on your guys after half a season.
That might be a good choice in my perspective.
Well, you know what? There should be to do a trade. There should be some kind of you have to do something to do it. You can't just earn a trade.
Yeah,
just,
right. You know what? Right. I'm rooting for the underdog, man.
Yeah.
I think Cy Rob's gonna have a good final finish.
I think maybe, if you want to trade your guy, you got to, do something you don't really want to do. Play a round of golf with, your pants around your ankles.
I think I'm just going to send ass hairs this time.
You got to yank a hair out of your ass, and then you're allowed to make one trade. Every time you want to make a trade, hair out of the ass. Yank a hair. All right.
Or one out of my lucky mole.
All right, we're going to ask Man Lander something. Oh, man.
What should I do?
Ask Man Landers.
All right, this is Ask Man Landers, the first ever mediocre golf sex advice columnist. So there's never been one of those before.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
John, you're looking a little tired over there. You got up early today?
Kind of still on European time here.
Yeah, so. I was wondering about that today. Did you come back with any of the lag?
It's any of that lag?
7 in the morning right now.
Yeah, because in Europe,
it's nice lag.
It's like the opposite there.
A little bit of lag.
It's good lag.
It's almost the opposite in time there. Mm-hmm. So it's just weird. It's like perfect.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
It's like 8 hours. Is that right?
Nine.
Yes.
Ouch. Ouch. Yeah. That's, it's nice lag.
That's right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's
good lag.
It's going to help me out when I have to get up at 5 tomorrow to go drive to Thunder Hill to work. Because I woke up at like 3:30 this morning to go back to sleep.
Really?
Went left is that, at 7:30 to go play golf.
I think I heard you getting up. I was like, wow, that sucks. Yeah. Okay, so.
I didn't hear you.
Dear Man Landers, I have been divorced for 4.5 years after a 24-year marriage.
Loser.
What a fucking loser.
24 years and then divorce?
That kind of sucks.
That's a little rough.
For the last 3.5 years...
We're going to be able to give some great advice to this guy.
Oh, yeah, because I know all about this. For the last 3.5 years, I've been seeing a woman I'll call Marilyn. She sounds very mediocre.
Marilyn.
No. My problem is I have proposed to Marilyn on 2 occasions, and she has said no both times.
Wow.
Yet, she continues our relationship. I am 49, and she is 45. Marilyn has never been married and never left home. She lives with her mother and 15-year-old daughter. We get along great. I guess my question is, do I continue the way things are, or should I try to meet someone else, take a chance, and start all over again? This is from Wants a Wife in Pennsylvania.
I say you take a chance and start all over again.
Yep, find yourself a 21-year-old.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sound advice.
Yeah. Or a 22. Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that advice.
21.
I don't think.
Yeah. Just 21 or younger?
Yeah.
Just 21.
Yeah. I say he's 49. Like, what? Why does he want to get married so fucking bad? Like, just chill out. And
seriously, you already did it for 24 years.
Yeah, you did it for 24 years. You divorced. Like, do you really want to get into that again?
This guy's American, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's a total, like, sociological, like, idiotic thing. People
feel
like
they getting married, married.
Where's he from again?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's why.
He's getting married is, like, not a bad thing. But,
so
he
married
his
cousin.
No, but a lot of people feel like they have to.
And now his sister said no twice.
Exactly. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but a lot of people feel like they have to. Like, they'll push themselves into a situation even though maybe they really don't want to be there. I mean, that guy found out after 24 years he didn't want to be there.
Yeah, well. My whole thing is, you know, you're 49. If you get married again, like, how long are you really going to be married? I mean, pretty soon you're going to be 50, and then you're going to be 60, and then whatever. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck also it. At that age, you want to have somebody that you're just going to be, like, hanging out with. So.
Yeah. No, you can, like, move in.
It's cool if you meet somebody cool, but, I mean, don't be, like, totally fucking pushing. I need to get married. You know, I'm trying to find. I'm going to order myself a bride from Europe because I can't get married.
I don't think he ever said he was going to do that. He just take a chance to start all over again.
I don't think you really want someone just kind of to sit around with. You want some like 21-year-old sorority
just to bang the hell out of all the time
on your jack.
Yeah. Because you're 49. You're in the prime of your life, man.
Yep.
You got to get out there. You got to spread your seed.
Social Security starting to kick in. He's got some cash to spend.
Yeah. I mean, let's think about it. He's only got like maybe 5 or 6 more years where he's even going to be able to get it up. So and take advantage, man.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you might, I don't know if you make any kind of money, but if you do, chicks like money.
They love money.
They love it. They can't get enough.
The kind of chicks that want to get on that Johnson right away do, too.
Yeah, they just love money. It's all they care about.
Yep.
All right. I hope we've helped this guy. You know what? Take up golf.
I hope we've offended plenty of girls.
I say take up golf.
Yeah.
Plenty of hot little chicks driving around selling beer and shit. You could just like be a dirty old man and hit on them.
Yeah.
They love that. Mm-hmm. They love that. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Dude, I know it. They love it.
Every time, I don't know, it's so funny when you hear the old douchebags out of the golf course like saying something to like my boss's daughter, who's like 14.
Whoa.
Oh, that's really funny.
Dude, I'm not saying funny.
I said 21.
Okay, funny's the wrong word. Okay, I use funny too often.
I use creepy and disturbing.
Exactly. Well, that's what I mean.
All right, good.
But it is creepy, but also it's pretty funny.
And disturbing. Yeah. Don't forget that. So our MySpace friend of the week this week is a man you may know if you listen to the MGA Media Cast, and I know there's at least 25 or 30 of you an episode. Jake. Jake is the MySpace friend of the week.
Jake!
Hey.
What
this
a
is where the sound bite. Jake. Like a wolf. Yeah, oh, like
need,
a wolf.
We need to repeat like Jake's a wolf.
Oh, like a wolf. Nice.
Nice.
So what's the info on Jake on his MySpace page? Everybody, I think everyone needs to ask Jake to be his friend. Well, his number one friend is Porter, not John. It's not you, John.
Ah,
what?
Did you know that? It's not you. You're number 5.
Bullshit.
You're behind Ryan.
I think that'll change after our European vacation.
Oh, yeah.
European honeymoon.
That's true. Well, you know what? You
well, didn't
send him.
The honeymoon's over, Jad.
You didn't send him this little Easter egg, happy Easter, glittering little
That's
thing.
True,
that
I didn't.
Stefania sent him. So
John's like, bitch. Damn it.
So I'm pretty sure you're moving down the list even farther.
Yep.
Maybe I don't know what you're thinking.
Or seven.
So his picture, is that him with Wigglesby right there on the front?
Huh?
His picture? Do you guys even, do you have it up? No, am I the only
I'm
one?
I'm working on it.
Oh, my God.
Shay.
Oh, that's his song.
That is his song.
That's his song. Bombshell by Operation Ivy.
Hell yeah.
It's a good song. So Jake is single. He's 6'3", slim and slender. His ethnicity is white and Caucasian. He doesn't smoke, but he does drink. And his occupation is swashbuckler.
I've seen him smoke.
Really?
Yes, I have.
He smoke when he, crack.
No, when he if he's drinking, he's not a smoker.
Oh, really?
Just yeah, that is
once in a long time, I think I see him have a cigarette.
I like his about me. His about me is I basically just kick it and see what happens. Usually, what happens is I drink some beer and act like a super cool guy. When I say super cool guy, I mean dumb.
Yeah.
Doesn't he mean super cool gay?
Super cool gay.
Super cool.
I like how he's using the word super cool.
I didn't know that he was so into skateboarding.
He used that a lot in Europe.
Dude, he had this skateboard that somebody made for him. It looked like the Pitbull.
Oh, yeah?
From Back to the Future. And it has this little like grip thing you can hold on to it. Dude,
nice.
Sweet. I need to get one.
What about skateboarding?
It says it's the first thing on his general.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he used to skateboard.
Oh, okay.
And I think Porter is his brother. So
he rides a sweet fucking motorcycle, though.
Yes, he does.
Yep. And also, he works in...
It's a Honda 455, right?
I
don't know.
554.
Yeah.
Cool.
455s are terrible. 554s are just fucking sweet.
Dyslexic on some numbers for some reason.
He works in an industry I would like to work in. It's the creative industry. He does like animation and shit, which is pretty awesome. It's pretty cool. It's kind of awesome.
No, Jake makes some cool ass stuff, man.
Yeah,
I saw they did some stuff for like I don't know, all these crazy companies. Cheetos
crazy, crazy companies.
Not crazy, but
crazy.
All these different, you know.
Yeah,
well known companies.
Like Cliff so Bar. So Jake, big shout out. You are the fucking MySpace friend of the week.
Hell yeah. Beep, beep. We love you, Jake. As always.
Hopefully he's going to call in again soon.
Hopefully
we'll get a chance to.
He's going
to
come out to the tournament, and we're actually an exception for him.
We'll see.
Because usually we only let golfers out at tournaments.
Yeah, well, nah, not really.
We've had
some non-golfers out there.
Last year was like, it was the Bradish, right? Where we had quite a few of non-golfers.
Well, Alex became a golfer just to play in these MJ tournaments.
Yes, he did.
Right?
And
he never really played before.
He did when he was younger, way younger. So it was a long time ago. So he had to bring
That's when he developed that perfect swing of his.
No, but he had those clubs from before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's like, and they're old-ass clubs.
One of my favorite things about Alex's swing is how close the face is when he's setting up.
He's
still pushes it way right.
I gotta
say, it's so awesome.
I've seen him play, and he actually has had a significant improvement.
Nice.
When he's playing well.
Yeah.
But he does start to like get a little bit like frustrated with himself, and then he plays horrible.
That happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
That happens to Tiger. Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, he played terrible. I think he finished at like 15.
This guy sucks.
I saw him like hit a bad shot, and it was just barely left.
Then he was just really pissed off.
Yeah, he was pissed. Like he totally just was like,
he's like, fuck.
And they blame it on somebody because they took a picture or something.
So this podcast will probably be up by maybe tomorrow, Wednesday. But all of you who do actually listen to it before the tournament on Sunday, hope to see you out there. If you're not signed up, get signed up. Go to realmga.com and sign up. You can pay for the tournament already. It's $5.
Click on tournaments at the top.
And you can also pay when you get there if you want, but we have 16 spaces available. And once those fill up, there's no more people allowed.
We would prefer that everybody sign up before because it's easier to place the
Here's the thing.
The people.
It's not only a preference. We're pretty much moving into the requirement mode for that just because we have to make these tea times, and they don't really like it when you make tea times and then you don't have groups when you show up. So if you want to play, you got to let us know that you're coming out. You got to let us know that you want to be there and you're going to be there. And then you got to actually follow through and come out.
For the sake of the MGA, you know,
for the sake of not driving me insane.
And our reputation.
Yeah. If you don't come out,
please.
I'm getting a pink taser and I'm shocking your balls. So, look forward to that if you don't come out.
I forgot about pink tasers.
Pink tasers,
yeah,
baby.
Paula Creamer
pink tasers.
Pink taser.
I'm trying to get them to be a sponsor.
God, I love Paula Creamer.
Pink taser tournament.
We could call it the PTT.
What's going on? What was that noise?
I don't know.
Somebody's calling. I think it was your computer, Mike. All right. Thanks for listening to the MGA MedioCast episode 10. This is Willie and John and Mike signing off.
Later.
Au revoir.
Oh, that was very French of you, John.
Yeah.
Oui.
That's cool.
What's up?